أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 118 of Surah Ali Imran, and it is the 14th of the Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu that appears in the Quran Sharif. Before we go into the translation of this ayat, we try to understand the circumstances in which the ayah was revealed. In the terminology of the Mufassirin, they call it the Shani Nuzul, the reason why the ayah was revealed. Now we did one very important lesson with regards to Shan Nuzul in the previous lessons, that not every ayat will have an apparent reason that takes place on this earth for revelation. The second lesson we will learn is that the incidents that take place are not coincidental. They are the plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it takes place, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down the wahi according to that. But all is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in Madinah Tayyibah, there were many Jewish settlements. The Banu Nadir, the Banu Qurayza, the Banu Qaynuqa, etc. They had essentially come to Madinah Tayyibah in anticipation of the last Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We discussed in the previous lessons, the Aus and Khazraj were the two tribes in Madinah Munawwara. And like normal settlements, normal usual villages, cities, etc., they becomes a friendship that is struck between people and residents of a particular place. And like that, the Aus and the Khazraj had become friendly with the Yahud, and that friendship remained. It was already from paganism, but after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come, that friendship somewhat changed. From the Aus and the Khazraj, which now we will call the Ansar, they were still very sincere friends to the Yahud. Like they were before, they maintained the sincerity. But on the other hand, obviously the Yahud, they were not interested in any friendship now after the advent of Islam, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Madinah Munawwara, because of their enmity for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now some of these friendships were at a tribal level, tribes, and the other was individuals had individual relationships with others. But from the Yahud side, everything changed. What they did do was they maintained an apparent relationship, but in their hearts things changed. And why this apparent relationship is because they knew that if they keep this relationship, there will be ways that they can influence the Aus and the Khazraj, and they will try and turn them away from Islam. And secondly, they would come to know some of the secret arrangements that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. So hence, in this way, they kept a very superficial relationship. And from the Aus and Khazraj, their relationship was a bosom friendship, like it was sincere, internally, externally, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidu bitanatan min dunikum. O you who have brought iman, one requisite of your iman is, do not take as confidants those besides you. In other words, if you have to take somebody as a confidant, make sure that it be a Muslim. Now this is a general rule, but it is more applicable to Madinah Tayyibah and an Islamic state. And we will discuss this why. When you look at the word bitana, bitana refers to the inner lining of a garment. So it is something that is in the inside. So it will also be correct for us to translate this word bitana as an insider. Do not take anyone as an insider besides you, besides people from amongst yourselves. Don't do that, because that is going to affect the Islamic state. It is going to affect the running of the Islamic state. There is going to be many, many difficulties that will come upon the Islamic State. And as a matter of fact, if we know Islamic history and we go back in reverse from the fall of the Ottoman Empire going back, you will find that one of the greatest difficulties, amongst other difficulties, was that they had brought outsiders, or outsiders penetrated, they accepted it, and that is how it began to dismantle many Islamic empires and many Islamic rule that had come and gone. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young person who was not a Muslim, a very capable, able person, intelligent person, and there was a very strategic position that was available. Some people addressed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saying to him that it may be an idea to employ this person and bring him into that position. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "You want me to take him as a bitana, as an insider leaving out Muslims? That is to destroy the Islamic hukumat." So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu applied this ayah in the way it was supposed to have been. And then we will find Allah ta'ala says, "La ya'lunakum khabala." The reason why should we not take them and bring them as insiders? Allah say, they will spare no pain to ruin you. They will make relentless efforts to ruin you. And the sad thing is, they will do it in such a way that you would not even know that they have done it. Whatever wrongs they're doing, you will think that they are doing you favors. They are weakening your empire, and you will think that they are strengthening the empire. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, "Waddu ma anittum." They desire that you suffer. They desire that you be dismantled. They desire your fall. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْلَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. O Ummah, do you not understand? Can you not hear? And Allah Ta'ala is saying it, enmity has manifested from their tongues on so many occasions. They speak the truth, it comes out from the heart, and it comes onto the tongue. But more frightening is this, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. That whatever their hearts have concealed is even greater insofar as the sinister plots and pursuits are concerned. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah has elucidated, Allah Ta'ala has explained the verses, so that if you are a people of intelligence, if you have that intelligence, you will understand that this is for your better good, the greater good of the deen of Islam. And the very sad thing is this, that we sometimes as Muslims, we doubt these type of verses of the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.